As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had such a great weekend. Friday night, I went to go see the mighty AC/DC at the Rose Bowl.
Well, I want to ask you a lot of questions about that. We'll do that after 8 o'clock.
Did I, before the AC/DC concert, gather with my friends and shotgun a bunch of beers, like when I saw AC/DC in college? Did I get a ride from my mom and dad and go to TGI Fridays before AC/DC, as I did the first time I saw them as a freshman in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I get a pedicure?
Oh, I know. Ring the bell. You got the pedicure. I know you.
It gets even more un-AC/DC-ish.
Okay.
I got a pedicure.
Are you okay?
I got a pedicure with my girlfriend's mom.
Oh, my God.
I'll guarantee you this. I had the best gumball toes of anybody at that Rose Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I am unapologetic about it. I don't care what you think about me. There are so many guys that roll their eyes or think I'm, I don't know, when I get a pedicure. And I just don't care. Because I'll say it. My love language is touch, baby. And I love a good foot rub. And they're the best, mm-hmm. and they take, and they're healthy, and they feel good, and my toes look spectacular. If AC/DC saw my feet, they'd have stopped the show and pointed them out on the big screen.
Oh, God, I hope not. But here's the thing. There's so many men who actually do get pedicures, John, and a lot of construction workers get pedicures.
I think what you mean is real men.
Yes, exactly. And it is, because it is healthy. It is good for you, and you need to take care of your feet. And maybe someone has just never had one and should sit down and try it, and then they'll understand.
I had some guy judge me once. I'll never have anybody touch my feet. No man needs his feet taken care of. And then he proceeds to, like, I don't know, open a can with his toenails. Jeez. I mean, no. I don't understand. Okay, I'm exaggerating a bit, but you see my point. It's okay, dudes.
Okay.
And by the way, here's a little hint. Your lady would love it if you went to go get a pedicure with her.
Okay. We're glossing over the biggest part of this entire story. With the fact that you had a pedicure with your girlfriend's mom. How did the two of you end up on this pedicure date?
Well, my girlfriend Sam's mom is named Mona, or as I call her, Moner, because mm-hmm. she's from New York, and she's everything has an R at the end.
Yeah.
She's so Jewish in New York. It's beautiful. It's as if I imagined the most perfect, stereotypical Jewish New York mom, and it's Moner.
Mm-hmm.
She and I have connected. The night before AC/DC concert, Sam and I drove to her family's place in Laguna to spend the night. The next morning, I'm lying on the couch watching SportsCenter. She pops in and says, I'm going to get my nails done. Who's interested? And I'm like, I can use a pedicure.
Sure.
So Sam didn't even go with us.
Yeah.
Just me and Moner.
Yes.
Couple girls out getting their pedicures. What? Went out to lunch afterwards. It was a delightful afternoon. And then I rocked my you-know-what off at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Standing on my feet the entire time, by the way. My healthy, well-taken-care-of feet.
Yes.
I'm not sure we're going to win the ACM, but if there was an award for best feet in radio, it'd be us.
Okay.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.